We've got a very great guest. No, I'm tongue-tied because she's beautiful as well. She's not only talented, but she's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Is this a pass in front of me?
I think so.
What am I, a chaperone? Eric, we're chaperones.
Right. I'm in the other room, Dave.
Wait, you turn the lights out over there. Turn the lights out over here.
Wow.
My boyfriend's going to hear this. And
That's making a pass is Joseph J. Erdl.
Yes.
I'm the one trying to save Brittany here.
Yes.
Joseph J. Then that's Dave Isaac. Joseph J. Erdl is the one making a pass.
How big
is your boyfriend?
He's 6'3".
It is Joseph J. Erdl. And here's his phone number and address. All right, why don't you
It's not going to work out, I think. Actress Brittany Curran from Exeter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. And yeah. I got to tell you, the first time we just met, and I just want to compliment you. You just have such an aura to you, energy, sparkling.
You both are kissing butt today.
No. And her boyfriend at 6'3 must be equally as amazing. But no, truthfully, I could see why you just a great actress because you're just sort of like in the present moment. And it looks like you're enjoying life.
That's the nicest compliment you could possibly give to a person. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome.
I like that. I do feel very present.
And she is tremendously talented. You know, the movie that she stars in, it's called Exeter. A group of teenagers accidentally release an evil spirit that starts to possess them one by one. It's screening tonight at 7:50 p.m. at the Phoenix Film Festival at Harkins Scottsdale 101. People need to go out and see this movie. Don't you agree?
I do. I have to say that.
Yeah.
But I really do believe it.
Yeah. It's a really interesting movie. I don't want to spoil too much.
No.
You know, but if you love blood, if you love guts, if you love gore.
And humor.
Yes, that's true. That's true. One of my favorite films of all time is You're Next. Of all time.
He named his cat
that. Pass again at her?
What?
You're Next.
You're Next.
That's you said that.
He liked that movie so much he named his cat.
Yes,
that.
I did. And she's a killer too, by the way.
Yes, she is. Really I is. Remember that.
Yes, but I love these horror movies with comedy in them. So, yeah. I mean, have you done a horror movie like that before with comedy? Have you done any horror movies before?
I've done a couple horror movies before, but never really any with comedy.
Okay.
And so it made it fun because some days, I mean, every day we were on set in an abandoned insane asylum. So there was that setting the mood
like
every day.
Like this building here.
Yeah, and right? Yeah, but the insane people are still here, so it's not abandoned.
That's a good one.
But the building actually that we filmed in was condemned shortly thereafter.
Ooh.
And is now no longer in existence.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was, but I wish it was still there. It was this beautiful old building. I mean, beautiful, terrifying old building. But it was cool because some days on set, we would be laughing and improvising in our scenes. And it felt like we were on a comedy set. And it was just me and a bunch of like people my age that were fun. And then other days it was terrifying and I was crying.
Wow. I'm just wondering, when there's humor in a horror movie, does it still make it sort of a horror movie, or is it something else?
I like them better that way.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, okay, you do.
There's relief in that.
Yeah, I think it's more real because, I mean, like in real life, you're always messing around with your friends, and sometimes the best way to deal with scary, terrifying, or sad experiences is to make a joke. At least that's what I do in my life, just to make a joke out of everything.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Lighten things up, yeah.
And you get to see some faces sliced off in this movie.
Literally.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
The special effects are amazing.
Special effects are incredible in this movie.
Yeah, yeah. I highly recommend it. Again, it's screening tonight. It's 7:50 p.m. at Harkins Scottsdale 101. Only one chance to see it right now. But I know that it's been picked up for distribution, right?
It has, yeah. DirecTV and Viva just picked it up. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, so it'll be DirecTV's this new thing they're doing. It'll be on DirecTV for a month, and then it'll be released in theaters on August 7th.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, the info was just released a few days ago.
That's amazing.
So theaters August, will it be coming out here, you think?
I think so. I'm not sure yet. I mean, I don't know.
It's new.
It's super new.
But just in case, I mean, see it now on the big screen.
It's still now.
And I think
that's
that
a famous actor, just in case.
Just in case?
No, there is an actor named that.
Okay.
Are you making that up, Dave?
No, it's true.
Is he coming in the studio today?
Just in case.
All right.
Justin and Case.
I don't believe you.
No, it's true.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, really?
He's just one of your friends. Your friends aren't celebrities.
No, he's 6'3", and he knows, what about the, knows Britney.
He works at Chick-fil-A.
What about the your Asian friend who goes to all the Asian restaurants? He's a celebrity.
Oh, yeah, David R. Chan.
Yeah, there you go.
I know celebrities. What are you talking about?
Well, we know. Yeah. All right. Wow. Wow. Well, anyway.
Come on. Terry Fader, Kathy Griffin, Bill Maher.
Yeah, you hang out with these people on a name drop, right?
I know. Very funny name dropping.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true, though.
But she's,
no, here are the archives.
Brittany Curran's got a lot of famous friends because, you know, well, I don't know if you hang out with the writer-director Marcus Nispel, right? Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Nispel.
Yeah. I mean, what a talented guy. He's directed, I mean, tell us some of the movies he's directed. Friday the 13th, right?
Yeah, Friday the 13th and Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The old one
the
or
remakes,
the new one?
The right?
remakes, yeah.
Wow.
And he is one of the coolest people I have ever met.
Wow.
Really? Yeah.
Conan, wasn't that Wayne John the Rock in Conan?
No, that was Jason Momoa.
Oh,
the original was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the new Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Yeah, Jason Momoa.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that either.
We didn't know that.
Oh.
Now you can flirt.
And just in case. Yeah, I know everything. I got celebrity friends too.
And did you know Brittany writes for Whole Foods, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I just started. So I go to UCLA and I just started writing independently for this online magazine called Life in LA. And I just wrote up this whole thing about Whole Foods and sustainability.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. I know. I'm so surprised that you saw that. That's so cool.
We have our ways to know things. I didn't know about the 6'3 guy, though.
Dave has Google.
Yeah.
The internet.
And he has Google eyes.
And Justin Case told him that.
UCLA, what are you getting a degree there or what?
Yeah, I'm getting my BA in American Literature and Culture in June.
Nice. Good for you. Oh,
yeah. I like school.
Yeah, it's nice. Very nice.
And we were talking about how young she looks.
Yes,
you know,
she does.
And again, a great
Well, that explains it. College.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I look like I'm a freshman, so everyone thinks I'm a freshman, and I'm not. I'm too old to be a senior.
He's sort of a freshman, this guy over here.
What is this, beat up on me day? No, but you know.
It's projection day.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good one. You take psychology, too, I think.
But what I was trying to say earlier is that you said August 7th is when the next chance that you'll get to see it in theaters, likely, right?
Correct.
So, you know, that's a big jump. You get to see it tonight. I mean,
we're in March, yeah.
Right? So several months ahead of time, you get to see it tonight on the big screen. And the best way to see these horror movies is with a group of people, especially these ones with a comedy element.
Yeah, it's fun to experience with a crowd. I mean, the first time I saw it with an audience was really cool. Like, there were certain things I didn't even know were funny, and people laughed, and I thought, oh, well, that was terrifying for me, but I'm glad they thought it was funny.
Yeah, and does it, you know, so there's so much blood splatter in this movie. Does that make it more difficult to act when you have, I mean, it was a creepy setting, and then you've got blood all over you, and I mean, tell us about that.
I mean, the blood, most of it was really sticky, and so, like, the clothes would stick to me, or my own stomach would stick to itself if I slouched at all, so it was physically uncomfortable, but it was good, though, because, I mean, my character is in a lot of pain emotionally and physically most of the movie. I don't know. I think it got me more into it. Wow. The best part was, like, Marcus would always insist on dressing the set, as it's called, with the blood himself. And so he'd come onto set with the fake blood and he would spray it on the wall or on the people, and he just got way too into it. I mean, the man's insane in the best of ways.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really creative mind. I mean, again, I mean, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Friday the 13th and Conan. And now this, I mean, this is destined to become like a cult classic, I think. People are going to love it. You're going to have a great time out there at the theater. And of course, in addition to all the blood, you get to, again, there's face slicing. Tell us about, I mean, again, don't reveal anything from the movie, of course, because we want to make sure people see it. But tell us, what does it feel like to get to do some of these things to these people who are possessed?
Yeah, it was really cool. There was, I'm trying to think of ways to say it without giving anything away. I mean, so with the face slicing, obviously, that's a thing that happened in the movie. And so there's one part where my fingers dig into essentially the brain. Mm-hmm. And it still weirds me out. So I know it's real. I saw the mannequin being made that looks insanely real, like a real person. And it's just, oh God, it was so creepy.
Did it feel like a brain?
I mean, since I've never felt a brain.
That's what I was really asking.
Since I'm not a murderer in real life.
But that freaks you out still, right?
Yeah, it freaked me out. And, like, it's funny because when I first got into the building, it was really scary. And the more time I spent in there, I would end up just like lying on the floor alone by myself next to the fake Ouija board. And it stopped freaking me out as much. I don't know.
Wow.
Except one moment, I got really scared for no reason at all. But I'm kind of a scaredy cat sometimes.
Does your boyfriend go on the set with you?
We shot this quite a bit ago.
Oh, okay.
And so
when you look like 16.
When I looked like I was 16. But it's funny because he actually came on set with me recently on a film. And I think I can say this since you don't know what I'm talking about. But it was the first time he came on set with me because in the past few years, I've only filmed things on location outside of LA. And so he came with me to this film and it was the day I was giving birth. Yeah, so that's my boyfriend's introduction to being directly on set.
Wow.
I mean, we've been together for almost 2 years, and the first thing he sees me do in person is just look
horrific.
So you
were acting giving birth.
Yeah, I was confused there for a second, too. I was like, wow, sorry. She really bounced
what
back.
What a picker.
Wow, great job. What an inspiration. We need to have you on, like, Meredith Vieira or something.
I'm so committed. I birthed a baby on film.
Let me ask, how much time do we have? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever played a scene? We asked, what was that guy? One of those soap opera guys. Remember about a love scene?
Tony from Days of Our Lives.
But we ask these questions a lot. And have you ever done like a love scene?
Yes.
Okay. How does your boyfriend, was it during the time you knew your boyfriend?
Yes.
How does that work? I mean, does a boyfriend get jealous or how do you know... the boundaries, mentally at least. I mean, how does that whole thing work? I was always wondering.
My boyfriend's amazing. He is incredible. I'm very lucky as an actor. I need this. He's incredibly secure with himself.
That's important.
And completely trusts me. And so he thinks nothing of it. And I think because I think nothing of it, it's just another day at work. It's just another day at work, which is freeing for me too.
Yeah.
You know?
So you can, but I suspect while you're doing it, you have to play the part. So that might be not another day at work until you, at the end, you can let it go.
Yeah, you let it go.
Is that right?
Absolutely. You let it go. And like, it's funny because when I first had the talk with him of, okay, I'm going to have to do these scenes. And I found out he was totally cool with it. And I remember he was so understanding that he said, well, he's like, I mean, you got to find the guy attractive, right? I mean, that makes it more real for you. You have to think he's handsome, right? I'm like, you're such an angel. Like, not only are you cool with it, but you're asking for the most handsome guy in Hollywood. You want me to be into it. Yeah,
wow. He's like a coach.
Yeah. It's But he doesn't want to come on set while I'm doing it.
Really?
Yeah, no, he doesn't like want to watch it.
So I find that fascinating. But I think profession-
I do. It's disappointing because it sounds like a great guy. So I've got like zero chance. Before I was thinking like maybe he was like a terrible guy or something, really like super, you know, jealous and stuff like
it's
that.
The only chance you have is if you become an actor and do a love scene.
Yeah, well,
it's iffy.
Thanks, Eric.
So, well, I just find that interesting. But, you know, actors, you know, they're professional.
Yeah.
And they know how to get into it and how to get out of it. Or you hope they do. And probably not all of them, I suspect. But you know, definitely a thumbs up to you for knowing how to do that. I think like Ron Howard, Tom Hanks, I mean, some know.
These brilliant people.
Yeah, the boundaries.
It's easy for me to separate myself from it, honestly.
That is cool.
Yeah, and the last one I did, this love scene I did, the guy and I in the film, we became buddies. And at the end of every take, we would just start laughing.
Really?
Because it was so rude. I mean, you're like in it when you're doing it, but there's still this, at one point he looked up at me and I was like, stop looking at me. I mean, I ruined the day.
Wow. And then he was Do you ever get to practice? I mean,
I try.
I mean, love scene.
Back in my single days, I would be like, we should rehearse the kiss.
Yeah, that's what I was, you know, with the actor, you mean, right?
With the actor, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't really, as I said, like with the rehearsal, I don't really care. But I guess now I try not to rehearse the actual doing of, like the last film I did, I didn't rehearse any of the kissing until we were shooting it.
Oh, wow. Well, you probably know how to do that.
I know, right? I'm a pro.
Wow. Okay, Dave, you're just like making it totally weird.
Well,
line one,
we now have Brittany's
when does he not
boyfriend.
Make it weird?
Yeah, right?
Just to let you know, last week we had a beaver show. All right.
Wow.
Don't even explain to me what that is.
There's
a movie called Zombie.
It was about the furry animals.
Yeah, the furry animals. The zombie. Anyway.
You're in big trouble. Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, we're having a great time on Breakthrough Entertainment's Phoenix Film Festival special. We want everyone to go out and see Exeter. It's screening tonight at 7:50 p.m. Now, have you done a festival before?
I have, yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's a Q&A at the end, too. So if you want to ask me any embarrassing questions, come on down.
The love scene from 1480 a.m. Breakthrough Entertainment.
Haven't you had enough here?
Yeah. And you're not the only one in town for this, though, right?
I'm actually, I don't know who else is here.
Oh, really? Okay. I think, I don't remember the actor's name, but Rory from the film.
Oh, Michael, that's right. Michael Ormsby. Yes.
The love scene person.
No, good Lord. No, he's a young boy.
Yeah,
forget that.
He's, I think we can probably reveal that he gets possessed in the film.
He does.
Yes.
And he plays, actually, it's funny, he plays a little brother of my love interest in the film. And in real life, a few years ago, I was his prom date.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That is cool.
Isn't that? Yeah, it was really cute. He's such a sweet kid.
Wow. Yeah, he's really talented.
And he'll be there
at
the Q&A?
Q&A, yes.
Nice.
He's really talented.
Wow. So you're going to be the Q&A.
Yes. I will be the A of the queuing.
And I wonder, you know, because I imagine that everyone's going to be doing this at the festival. I'm going to be asking all of our guests today throughout the show, would you mind signing next to Exeter in my program?
Oh, cool.
Your name, Brittany. Please.
Well, I want to do better than that. I want a picture with Brittany.
Yes, I want a
picture
as well.
Can I get a picture with you, too?
No.
Oh, darn. No, she said.
Of course you can.
Oh, she said yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But Joseph, no.
No, not me, no. No, well, trust me. My friends are really jealous. Some of the people that we've had in studio and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't exactly say that this was a professional situation. Yep. No, I'm kidding.
What?
We work in the entertainment industry.
Yes.
When is it ever professional?
Exactly.
I know, that's true.
So you got an autograph.
Yeah, I know. That's excellent.
There you
go. You know, and everyone can go out there and get their autographs as well and their pictures taken. And will you be mingling at the party pavilion as well?
I will, yeah. Yeah.
That's one of our favorite parts of the Phoenix Film Festival.
Do they serve liquor?
No.
Yeah, yes,
they
do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
rosé
know that.
Rosé wine?
I didn't know that.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, there is liquor. Yeah, there is.
Yeah?
I've never, you know, partaken.
No.
Partook?
Partook
it? Oh, please. Yeah. One of these. All right. You're never going to be an actor.
Right.
All right.
No. But, you
but
know.
But you do want to do a love scene someday.
No, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Sure. How about, how's it now?
One day.
No, I'm kidding. No, but speaking of the party pavilion, I just wanted to get you in on this. Okay, so the party pavilion, the word of the week is party. That's going to give everyone a chance, all of our listeners, a chance to win tickets to Effie Gray before it's in theaters. It's a movie starring Emma Thompson and Dakota Fanning.
Nice.
You'll get to see it before anyone else. And so just go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and that's the word of the week that's exponentially increased your chance to win.
What if Brittany wins?
How many times can you enter?
You can enter just once. Just once. Well, you can enter twice. Once for signing up for our archived audio alerts so you can never miss a show. And then once for knowing the word of the week. And today, the word of the week, again, is party, because that's what we're doing all throughout today's show.
Woo.
And that's what we're going to be doing all weekend.
Wow,
last night at the festival was just excellent.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
It was crazy.
That's where I found out they had alcohol.
Right.
But you don't remember.
No, it must have been phenomenal.
That's because it was so good.
Yeah. I even did a love scene.
Really?
I don't want to know about that.
No.
Yeah,
it'll be film at 11.
Nobody wants to know about that.
No.
But so briefly, before we have to go and bring on our next guest, Brittany, what else do you have coming up? What can we look forward to?
I have a Lifetime movie coming out in a few months called Deceived. I'm a crazy B word. I just realized I don't know what words are allowed.
You could never
you
be
can
that
say that on the air.
I can.
No,
you can say that on the air.
She can?
Sure.
I'm a crazy bitch.
There you
okay.
go.
It's a great word. I have to say it. If
you feel
to.
Released from that.
I do. It's a cathartic experience.
I feel better already.
Well, she's talking about herself. So, I mean, that makes
she's
it
talking about
I'm
her character.
About myself.
Well,
yeah.
But it's still, yeah.
Either way,
it goes both ways.
If it was her boyfriend talking about her, then I'd have a chance. And it wouldn't be okay.
No, it would be more than okay.
Well, let's hope for the best then. No, I'm kidding.
So
you're going to do that?
Yeah. So I have that coming out.
Wow.
And then obviously Exeter. I almost said the old name. It used to be called Backmask. Now it's called Exeter.
Oh, nice.
And the UCLA commencement ceremony I will be appearing at as well.
Wow.
Just kidding. I'm graduating.
Oh.
That is
it's
so
a
cool.
joke.
No, that's,
I
that's
like
great.
It.
That's and that's probably your best role, I would imagine.
I know.
To date, to
that's,
date.
That's true.
Until you're a wife and a mother and all that stuff.
You know? Exactly.
She already gave birth.
That's true. That's true. I'm yeah. getting so confused.
And
today.
She has a. Then that the boyfriend will be the husband that is so understanding while yeah. he's a husband.
Well, I can't, today's 5 hours. We're normally on 3 hours. Today's
five hours.
5 hour special.
Oh,
and I'm already confused.
Yeah.
And we're how long?
We preempted our sports shows for yeah. you.
Oh, very good.
But you're worth it.
Yes.
You're delightful.
Yes.
Thank you.
You really are.
Thanks. It was really nice chatting with yeah. you guys.
It's
that
so
was
nice
really
talking
fun.
With
and
you.
And again, everyone needs to go out tonight. Exeter screening at the Phoenix Film Festival, Harkin, Scottsdale 101, 7:50 p.m. tonight.